You're listening to DraftKings Network.
You guys smoke for the entire soccer industry, and I absolutely love it. Ladies and gentlemen, at Nigerian Scams, Tosin Makinde, everybody. Hey!
What's going on?
Wow.
It's good to like, finally work. Wouldn't we be saying we were trying to do this for like last 2 years?
Bro. Bro, we went and got lunch, and I shot a picture. We share a representative. I shot a picture, and he was just wrote back, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you should be saying right now.
Yeah.
Is, oh, no. I know who's saying oh, no is Christian. He's like, all the work we put in.
Yeah.
These two are going to tear it down in seconds.
Yeah. It's like all that hard work. Like, you wouldn't invite to Nigeria.
100%. What's up? Shouts to Christopher Braffleby. The B thing. I don't know. You probably don't listen to the show every week, but when I was growing up, if you messed up like a shot in basketball or something, you'd be like,
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you'd be like, no, man, that's, I didn't meant to do that on purpose, y'all. Patrick Blueing showed me that. You would just put a B or a BL.
Okay.
It's completely taken over our chat, so you will be experiencing this.
Okay.
For everyone listening, thank you so much for listening. I know Christian always wants to do an intro, okay? And look, he's not here, but fine. Let's satiate his need for professionalism.
Yeah.
I'm Alexis Guerreros. This is Tosin Makinde. Today, we're the Cooligans. Thank you for, you know, follow, hit, subscribe, the whole nine. Become a member, join the Patreon. You get a bunch of exclusive stuff. In fact, my speech from the wedding will be on the Patreon. So if you want to check that out, we could do that. Higher than recommended bitrate. Well, then whatever, buddy. Handle it.
What were you drinking when you made the speech?
So, okay. So, they had two drinks that were named after themselves, right? Helene, his fiance and now wife, had a spicy margarita.
Okay.
Which is exactly what you think about when you think of a blonde Jewish woman from upstate New York. spicy margarita. And then Christian's was a blueberry mojito. A little bit closer, right? He's Dominican. It's a little bit closer to the vibes. But I would have switched them.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
100%, right? But so I started, I had one spicy margarita and it was great, by the way. Shouts to the wedding. The wedding was incredible. Okay. But then I switched. I had one spicy margarita. Then I switched. I had two blueberry mojitos. And then I was like, yo, I'm more of a Manhattan drinker. I like the dark liquors, you know?
Of course, you're Cuban.
Of course, guano, right? Everything. You gotta drink things that make you angry when you're Cuban. So I said, yo, do you have any bourbon and stuff? They're like, no, we have no whiskey, no bourbon. I said, can I just get like a Jack and Coke? Not realizing Jack is also a whiskey. And he was like, no, but I got Brugal. And I was like, all right, I'll do a Brugal and Coke. My guy filled 75% of the cup with Brugal and the rest, like a splash of Coke. Like, oh, look, let's just change the color of the Brugal. I had like three of those before I got up to speak.
Okay.
And no notes off the top.
Okay.
Off the dome. Freestyle. Off the dome.
I love that.
And a lot of people came up and said it was funny. None of the two family members did, though. Like, none of the parents or anyone.
Why would they find that funny? I would not find that funny either if I was a parent.
No, they were very upset. Error, please use a keyframe frequency of 4 seconds or less. Do you know what any of this means, Brian? Brian's back there fixing this. Can you hear us and can you see us? Let us know in the chat.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Nice, technical difficulties.
A nice cold brew says, Scams is here?
Yeah.
Unserious behavior.
I should have won one serious today. I should have.
This is just like the B thing has completely taken over our chat. Unserious has made its way into the vernacular of the sport.
Not even sport. Like, I saw some dude from like Washington Post tweeted. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, bro.
I was like, what is happening?
The DMV loves you, man. Let's talk about where this unserious thing started, because I saw it pop up.
Yeah. I'm Nigerian. So growing up, this is how your uncles and your aunties talk.
Yes.
It was a thing that I just started tweeting, and then all of a sudden.
What's an example of something growing up where they would say you were unserious?
I mean, just everything.
Not taking like your school.
Just everything's unserious
at
this point. Like, I mean, I can give you a soccer example.
Give me a soccer example.
May 9th from 2013 till now. Like the most perfect example of what unserious is. Like, that's not a serious club at all. But that's the best example I give you. I think if you. If you kind of see what they've done the last decade, you kind of know exactly.
Buddy, I've been enjoying it. I haven't been able to enjoy what Arsenal's been doing, but I have been enjoying that. Shouts to B267-68. Mm-hmm. Thank you for becoming a supporter. Appreciate you. Love you. Thank you so much. I love the jersey. Borussia Blortman. See what I'm saying? It's completely taken over.
The whole thing, though.
It's completely taken over. I absolutely love the chat. Shouts to all the regulars. Crimson Pizza, Michael Raymond, John Carl Tritt, Steven Stupka, Tommy V. Said echo chamber. Are we getting a lot of echo? The speakers are on. Oh, well. This episode's going to be a little echoey. Yeah, we're in an empty comedy club, so you're going to get some echo on this one. How much Brugal and El Presidente did you have, Alexis and Justin Freeberg? No Presidente. I didn't have any beer. I drank straight hard liquor. And then when I got home, I was like, man. When I woke up, I was like, I slept like a baby. And my wife's like, you snored. Like people were sawing trees out of the ground. So I guess I did not sleep like a baby. Also, fucking mosquito in my apartment.
A mosquito?
Yeah. Wow. Does that not do you? I can't sleep when there's a mosquito in the apartment.
Like as if we're back home.
Yo, bro, I had to put the covers over my head just to go to bed.
Yeah. Grown man scared of a mosquito. It'd be like that.
Bro, I honestly, if a guy with a gun was in my bedroom, I'd be like, all right, whatever. I don't owe you money. You know what I mean? I'm going to go back to bed. A mosquito? Turn the lights on. We got to figure this thing out.
Got to get it out.
We got to negotiate with this mosquito.
I have to.
Carson Merckx at Scams, most famous guy I know, going to text just to make sure the number didn't change.
First of all, works with a famous boxer.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's talking
about. How famous?
Like, I mean, he's with K. Abdo famous.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Ask Carson. He'll tell you who his boxer is. I'm not going to tell him, but he'll tell you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of boxers, shouts to Nork legend, soon-to-be legend, Shakur Stevenson. I think he's like 145.
Kid's great.
He's amazing, yeah. Bro.
Speaking of other, like from Baltimore, Tank. Another.
Oh, Tank is making a big name. Wasn't he was just on that big podcast?
I think so.
Was that $1 million worth of game? $1,000 worth of game, whatever.
Like
yeah, he was just on there.
Tank is an incredible boxer.
It's like Cooligans After Dark. Hola desde Peru. Hey, Paulo Nelson went back home. No cafecito at the wedding, Alexis. Bro, there was coffee station, but it was like regular coffee. And I was like, can we get... Also, I want to give a shout out to Helene. I was a little nervous about the food. I downloaded the Popeyes app just in case. I would have ordered it. But I will say the food was very good. In particular, they had a gelato station. I went up. Half the options were vegan. And I was like, oh, no.
Vegan gelato. Okay.
Okay. I was like, oh, no. Are we really doing this? And then there was a Snickers flavor. I'm a big Snickers fan. Are you a Snickers fan?
Love Snickers. Snickers is cool.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, let me try the Snickers. And the guy looks at me and goes, that's one of the vegan ones. I go, you can't do vegan Snickers.
That makes no sense.
And then I tried it. And I was like, I will have 17 scoops of this. Okay. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Shouts to vegan ice cream, vegan gelato. A lot of changes have been made while I've been sitting back here hating. They've gone from unserious to very serious.
You know who was very serious, speaking of?
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria.
I heard they won 10-0.
Yes. That is our highest ever goal scoring game ever.
I'm assuming Iwobi had nothing to do with this.
Oh, Iwobi definitely was a big part of it.
All right. Am I wrong by assuming that the way Iwobi played the last few matches for Everton is how he always plays for Nigeria?
100%. The thing is, and I've said it for a minute, Iwobi's much better central.
Uh-huh.
There's a few years he was having to play out wide.
Right, and we put him on the wings.
Yeah.
We being Arsenal.
Yeah, and they did Everton as well.
Yeah.
He's now more central Nigeria. Our new coach is playing a 4-4-2, and it's literally the 90s. Like, just like 90s. You got two wingers bombing forward.
Oh.
And then you got two center midfielders, two strikers. And
God bless.
Four black. Yeah. And we scored 10 today. Yeah. So,
some FIFA 98 shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I woke up this morning and I was just like, I don't know what to expect from Nigeria. And I saw 10 goals. Victor Osimhen had 4. So I was just like, that's.
Against who?
Sao Tome and Principe.
Okay.
But
that
here's
might
the
be,
thing.
That might be why.
But here's the thing, though. You got to beat up on those teams.
You 100%. So this is, we've talked about this. Europeans tried to, downplay the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying because they're saying there's only 10 countries in the continent. It's like you play the sides of mountains, right? They play San Marino, Liechtenstein, right? These are small. That's Cleveland. Liechtenstein is Cleveland with nicer buildings. It's really all it is.
It is,
bro, you're beating up on a city as a country.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, you got to score heavy against them, right? But when they say like Cristiano Ronaldo scored the most, in international football, everyone always like, I mean,
Messi just scored 5 against Faroe Islands. So Messi's like, imagine if Messi got to play.
Bro.
He probably scored like 3-4 goals.
Imagine Messi got to play dog shit teams like Faroe Island, Gibraltar, or England. I mean, they would just be.
Said England. I love that.
He would just be racking up the goals.
I was trying to say, wait. That's nice.
Rule of three, baby.
That's
got to be
great.
Funny.
That's great.
Kaepernick's Ben and Jerry's flavor is vegan. It's very non-vegan. And as a non-vegan, it's very damn good. Yeah, it was rice milk is what they used for it, which is good because a lot of times it's just coconut flavor. They'd be like, this is chocolate, vegan chocolate. I'm like, it tastes like coconut. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like anything else. For the mosquito, close the door, light a candle, and turn out the lights in the room. Mosquito will go to the light and take care of itself.
What in the Marvin Gaye is going on over
right? here? This is B26768. Damn, bro.
He's trying to seduce a mosquito.
Put on some Al Green, and the rest will take care of itself.
Put some lotion on you.
Right?
Put the mosquito go to sleep. That's your prerogative. Go for it, man.
Iwobi is the size of a running back, says Bay Area Gooner.
I mean, Iwobi is definitely, he definitely got, you know, a lot, put in a lot of mass. I'm trying to think of the perfect word to right. say. Put in a lot of mass.
He went from Christian to Alexis. He's sliding on the scale. Wait, Alexis is actually talking about soccer. Scam's going to pull off a mask and reveal he was Christian the entire time to keep Alexis on topic. Look, I promised we would talk about soccer for a good portion of the show.
Yeah. Listen, if you want me to talk about anything, listen, I could do that, man.
That's the thing I like about Tosin, man. You just, wherever the conversation goes, he's all right.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. Me, I started Peaky Blinders this weekend.
See, or did you go from the first, are you on the first episode?
I just finished the first season.
Okay.
What I'll say is this, 10 out of 10. I'm
really?
I'm so enthralled.
You're sold?
I also saw the first 15 minutes in this shit. I saw a black dude with locks in 1921.
In Birmingham. You're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I like this.
This is it.
Yeah. We're doing inclusive.
Yeah. I was like, you gotta do it with a Caribbean accent in Birmingham in 1919 with locks. I'm all the way in.
Just everyone buys in. I love it. I think you'll see as it goes. You know, it becomes a little like not cartoonish. They kind of, was it Tommy ends up becoming a little bit of like an action hero. Like, you know, he can almost defy gravity and shit. Like, there's a little bit of that, but the first few seasons are pretty dope.
Hey, listen, man. They take some liberties and stuff like that. So
yeah, which I look, it's like Fast and the Furious. Start out, a couple
first
people.
And foremost, that is the greatest franchise ever.
It, at this point,
it is.
What are we, 10 films in?
Probably, yeah. I think we're at 10 now.
Right. I mean, they went to space in a Toyota Celica.
I'll tell you this.
I mean, they were doing things.
That was one of the first movies I saw when I came to America. I was sold.
You were like, dumb. Which one? The first one?
Yeah.
But that one was, yo, undercover cops, gang.
Stealing Best Buy DVDs.
Right. Now it's, you know, they're saving the planet. You know, there's an elephant involved. They're skydiving with Fords.
Tyrese was doing donuts in Russia on ice in a Lamborghini.
Right.
And it was just like, at some point, you got to suspend reality.
Yeah.
Just realize this is just pure entertainment.
But I see, when they brought the Japanese dude back after killing him, that's when I was like, oh, y'all can do whatever you want.
It wasn't even that. Like, it was like the third or fourth one. I told my old roommate, I was like, you notice it never stopped for gas? He's like, wait, what? Like,
that's hilarious.
I was like, think about it. I was like, when have you ever seen them stop for gas in Fast and Furious? They just all
they're, oh, by the way, they're constantly mashing the pedal to the floor.
That's the thing. It's like, yo, you're driving these heavy trucks and cars, not stopping for gas. It doesn't make any sense.
In other countries.
Yeah. Like, you're in London doing, like, knowing you've been to London. You know, like, you can't drive that fast.
You're not even allowed to drive in the parts of London they were driving in. Yeah.
Like, you know? Here they are. So,
wild.
Greatest franchise ever.
I think Fast and Furious, dusty as hell, says Bay Area Gunner. Tyrese went to space, bro. I know. I believe it. Yeah. I believe it can happen.
I believe Tyrese actually did that in real life.
Get in your Toyota Celica and just go to space, bro.
Yeah.
Get two guys who build race cars to help you get into space. I believe it.
We're going to send Alexis and Christian to space. Christian gets back.
I'd be the first to go. Christian be like, I'm not sure I want to. I'd be like, yo, strap in. Let's talk a little bit about the transfers. Okay. For those of you who don't know, the gentleman to my left is unfortunately a Manchester United fan.
Since 95.
Since 95.
Yeah.
So class of 92 was it for you. That's what brought you in.
Andy Cole was the reason I'm a United fan.
Really?
Actually, since we're live, I told a full story I'm a United fan.
Let's go.
So I'm going to start, obviously, with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Legend. Absolutely love my dad.
Right.
Born in London. He moved to Nigeria in the 80s. The first game you ever saw was a Liverpool game. You saw John Barnes on TV in the mid-80s, completely sold.
I'm right, done.
Had me in 90, had my younger brother. So obviously as a dad, he wants your kids to follow the same team as you.
Right.
And as you know me, I'm a little shit star. Like, I've always been that since a kid. And, I knew my dad, like, when he hated United.
Right.
So as a 3-4-year-old, I'm like, hey, United, let me, like, lean towards this team.
Right. How do I twist the knife, says a 3-year-old.
Yeah. So he ends up giving me a Liverpool kid. I'm like, I don't want this. And so my mom will take it back. And Andy Cole joins in 95. And you see a black dude who's playing a striker. And just like, you know what? That's my team.
That's my guy.
So Andy Cole joined, and then United were great. And it's also that, too. It's like, you know, this team is beating everybody.
It's the right era. I mean, I became an Arsenal fan, right, as they just were incredible. So it's like, what are you going to do? You know,
like, United were beating everybody up and then, you know, seen everything. And then now, you know, we're just bad.
Yeah. People sometimes from Europe would be like, oh, you just became an Arsenal fan because they're winning. I'm like, what do you want me to pick, a dog shit team?
I'm not going
to
pick Everton. I'm not.
Right. Why am I waking up at 7 in the morning? I felt so bad. I felt so bad for him. You know why he picked Everton?
Why was that?
He's like, I really like Lukaku.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I was like, yo, you stay in there? I was like, yo, you better start liking Seamus Coleman, my G.
This guy, Lukaku, is about to go back to Italy.
Well, I don't know why he left to begin with. And we are going to talk about transfers, so I like this conversation. Someone mentioned this, and I'll use their term. Should Arsenal be cheeky and go after Lukaku?
For what?
Think about it. We need a center forward.
You don't need Lukaku.
No. But we do need a center forward.
You do, but not that bad. Like, have some respect for yourself.
But don't you think, and look, missed shots, it is what it is. Aubameyang scored, like, you know, in the high 20s, but he missed a lot of shots, so I'm not worried about that. Ball getting trapped at his feet, I'm not excited about that. But he would fit the bill of what we need. He's able to play with his back to the goal.
Yeah.
He'd be beloved.
Yeah.
Right? You know, Arsenal fans would get behind him.
Yeah.
And I feel like he'd score enough goals with the system we have in place.
I just feel he's much better suited in Italy. I feel the game's a little bit slow out there for him. And not to, like, go full, like, you know,
right,
white commentator. But he's got the PMP to, like, kill it in Italy. And, like,
put in the chat if you know what the PMP is.
Yeah, like, I don't want to go full, like, that. But it's like, yo, in Italy, it's the same thing with Abraham and Osimhen. They ragged all those defenders. And that's where he fit best is in Italy. And I just feel Arsenal don't need that sort of forward. The way you guys play, you need to not have that profile striker.
And so this is the thing. In a lot of the Arsenal group chats that I'm in, the words Tommy and Abraham keep coming up.
Yeah.
And I always followed up with, you cannot take the way someone plays in Serie A and do a direct translation to the Premier League. No disrespect to Serie A, but there's not the depth in that table that you are going to find week in and week out in the Premier League.
Yeah.
The defenders are faster. They're stronger. They are built for the game. We said this before the game, before the mics turned on. You cannot play the game of, oh, we're going to play our, they're going to come to us. You have to play each team a little bit different. You have to develop. You have to set up for each team a little bit differently in the Premier League. So we've seen it from time to time again. You saw it from Sancho. It's not a walk right in, I'm going to do exactly what I did in Dortmund.
Some players do translate. I think Serie A is one of the most fun leagues.
Incredibly fun.
Yeah. Like, obviously, I have to watch Serie A all the time.
Right.
Because of what I do for work. But that's aside the point. Certain players do fit. Like, I didn't think Kulusevski would, like, fit that well at Tottenham. He came in flying.
I'm very upset by that, how fancy and fun that translation was.
He came in smooth. Same thing as Christian Romero. Came in smooth as hell. So some certain players, I just don't think Tammy.
But to Kulusevski's credit, he came in under an Italian manager.
Fair.
So, you know, I mean, that's a much more of a simple transition.
Yeah, fair enough. And Conte is also, like, the wildest. So, makes sense. But, I mean, I just feel Arsenal, and this is going to hurt me to say this, Arsenal should definitely get Victor Osimhen. It's going to hurt. It hurts my soul to say that.
So, Osimhen is one of those dudes that will very quickly, I don't want to use the term polarizing, but he does divide the fan base a little bit.
Yeah.
Where people are saying, like, yo, he's up next.
Oh, he's 100% up next.
But there's also people who say, and this is hilarious, someone in my group chat said this, that he's just Eddie Nketiah with more time, with
First
more
of
minutes.
All, we're going to go back and do a callback. That is an unserious captain right there. Please do not disrespect my boy and call him Eddie.
Yo, my guy put it, he's doing, putting work right now in the gym. You seen him? He got the abs, he got the chest. Eddie? Yeah, Eddie's building himself up.
Hey, listen, man, he's going to go back home to Ghana. It's like, cool. We're going to start pushing defenders off.
Are you being slightly biased right now,
no,
Nigeria versus Ghana?
No, not even slightly.
Okay.
I think the first time I was about to tell you the story. So the first time I ever watched Osimhen play was at the U17 World Cup, the Nigeria one, like years back with like Chukwueze and what's that other guy that we had? Why am I not remember his name? He wore number 10. He went to Arsenal as well, Nigerian guy. His name's not coming to me. But that was our core right there, right?
And real quick, while you're saying, someone said, Jamal said, we need Jesus and Abraham, to be honest. And Justin Freeberg said, Arsenal apparently need the entire Old Testament.
Need to go get Victor Moses, too.
Let's go, bro. The 11 commandments? Yeah. Starting? Might as well.
But no, I remember watching Osman at U17 World Cup. And like, obviously, you can, at that age, they're still raw. They still got to figure stuff out. But I was like, yo, this kid is sick. Like, he won the Golden Ball, obviously. Like, he just outscored everybody. And I was just kind of watching his career. He went to Wolfsburg, and, like, he didn't do too well there. Had to go to Belgium, killed in Belgium, went to Lille, killed in Lille. Now he's in Napoli. And it's just like, this kid obviously had injury issues. The one thing for me about Osman, like, and that's the same thing I say about, you know, I can say about Darwin and Haaland as well. These new strikers are just physical as hell. They would just throw defenders to the floor. Like, even, what's it called, said it? Van Dijk said that the hardest player he had to play against recently is Darwin Nunez, because these dudes don't stop running. They just run at you all day. And
bro, the physical specimens. Hell. Yeah.
Like, Haaland, Osimhen, those guys are just, what are you going to do when a striker is 6'4", 6'5", running at you full speed, any stronger than you? Like, you can't really do anything about that.
I'm getting Alexis Fix the Sound. Oh, yeah, you got to hold the mic up a little closer. Oh, is that it?
Is that better?
Is there something else wrong with the sound? Let me know, because this podcast is going to suck.
Everyone's like, I was like, bring back Christian. This guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Osimhen is Vardy with height.
I mean,
then we get 11 Cuckman manments. Shouts to the chat. I mean, where would we be without you?
There's a lot of wild stuff going on in the chat right now. Like, I'm very scared to look at it, like, because I feel like everybody's just wilding. Let me take a look.
We got nothing but banter in here.
Oh, it's Kelechi Nwankwo. Thank you, Jamal. Yeah, Kelechi Nwankwo. Who, by the way, I don't know where he is. He's in the wilderness somewhere. But yeah.
Is Victor Moses still playing? Bring him in to stay on the OT theme, the Old Testament theme.
Victor Moses is somewhere in Russia right now.
Good job fixing the sound. Is it better? It's still very low.
Damn.
Brian, are you in here?
The audio is still very low.
Oh, that's it. We just got to hold the mics a little closer. Okay. Very cool.
Much better.
All right, as long as you guys can hear us. Yeah. I'll fix this in post, so everyone listening to this right now is noticing no difference.
Yeah,
they said the mic's a little low. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about where Victor Osimhen might land.
I mean, selfishly, I think United should, like, fix everything this summer.
Are you shocked that United didn't go harder for Darwin Nunez?
Not really.
He fits the bill of a United player.
He does, but again, it's not a serious club. So
Robert Lewandowski, maybe?
Nah, he's going to Barcelona.
Barcelona ain't got no money.
That's why they get rid of Frankie. So they gotta you know, move stuff around. But I feel United this summer should get. We don't have any left-footed players, by the way.
Right. Like, I'll make a little closer.
Outside of Fred, we don't have any players who can be left-footed. Like, Luke Shaw and Fred is the only left-footed players we had.
Fred did develop into much better player.
He starts with Brazil for a reason.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Ole didn't know how to use him. So everyone said, you know, shouts to Adam McCullough, who said this guy couldn't pass wind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Adam McCullough on the show.
I feel like every United fan is frustrated at our players at one point. But no, I feel United should definitely look at Osimhen next summer. I don't think Osimhen's going to leave anytime soon, because dealing with ADL is like dealing with hell.
They're still saying the audio is very silent, very quiet.
We got the microphones right in our face.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's literally peaking,
so. Oh, yeah, it's peaking, they're saying. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are about like 30 seconds behind, so you should be hearing it now a little bit better.
Yeah.
Barry Gunnar said the audio is as bad as Manchester United.
Wow. Okay.
Jamie, our editor, said the audio is very quiet.
So wait, you said a Gunnar said that?
Yeah, Barry, a Gunnar.
That's crazy. We had one of our worst seasons ever. We're both in the same Europa League.
Yeah, so. But how many points behind us?
But we're in the
same let's not bag. That's just because everyone behind you is also trash. You can't just sit because we're 5-6.
Hey, listen, you got the club at 1:30. We saw you there. We're the we in the same we in the same section.
Yeah, you ain't VIP, but we all in the same club. That's a good point.
we in the same section.
That's a good point. Just hold the mic up and you're good. All right, cool. All right.
Now they're giving us mic etiquette. I apologize.
D Stu said I just had to turn my volume down. All right. Well, whatever. We figured this thing out.
Yeah.
All right. Erling Haaland confirmed to Manchester City.
Yeah.
What was the fee? Do we know what the fee ended up being?
50 million euros or something like that? We can look it up.
Yeah. I mean, how insane. That's got to be one of the best deals.
The scariest part about it is they also got Julian Alvarez, who also I think is an amazing player as well. The kid from River Plate. That's nuts.
That was one of the biggest names in South America for a minute.
That kid is special. So to get Julian Alvarez and Haaland in the same summer is just... it's foolishness. Like, I don't... there's nothing you can really say about that.
$64 million.
Listen, you get one of the most generational strikers, you know, you get the generational striker for $64 million.
Are we... And here's my fear. So you watch...
yeah.
You watch soccer of every league in every country.
For no reason.
For no reason.
Yeah. I'm just always... like, even today, I'm probably going to watch, like... probably going to watch something crazy, like Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
Probably gonna do that.
Just a friendly between Cayman Islands.
I'm watching Nations League.
Yeah? And Catalunya, not even like a real country. No, just a region.
Like Cayman Islands versus like Virgin Islands. And we're watching like Laundering Money FC.
Hell yeah, dog. Yeah,
that's what I'm about to be watching.
Where did the FIFA money go, FC?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's what I'll be watching today.
I'm starting to think that $100 million. So Klopp came out and said $100 million for a player they would never do.
Yeah,
because that would be the end of football. Bam, they did it with Darwin Nunez.
Okay,
right, $64 million for Erling Haaland. Part of me thinks, what an incredible deal for Erling Haaland.
Oh, that's a steal.
But the other part of me thinks, is are we wrong about him? But is he not the striker that we think he is?
Hey, look, man,
he hasn't had an incredible season. Also, Borussia Dortmund were not that like vexed by getting rid of him. You know what I mean? I know they got, what is it, Nkunku, the kid behind him?
No. Nkunku's still at Leipzig. They got, who did they get to replace him? They got Kareem Adeyemi, another Nigerian. We're everywhere. Jesus Christ. We're everywhere.
No, they got it. They got like
No, they got Kareem Adeyemi.
Yeah, but they got like a kid. He's like 17 years old.
Yeah, Makoko.
Makoko, that's the one. That's the one.
Like, they're the Cameroonian kid. Yeah,
that kid is a beast.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, Dortmund knew when they signed Haaland, he's not going to be there for more than 3 or 4 years. They already knew that going in, so they're not upset because they already had a release clause. I just feel Haaland going to City is just—he's kind of perfect for them. They just needed that number nine, and they got the number nine. So how it translates, I mean, obviously the Bundesliga is a little bit more wide open in the Premier League, so there's a lot more space to run in. Defenders a lot more fast in the Premier League. But at the end of the day, the kid can finish. That's the number one thing. Can you put the ball in the back in there? And he does that.
He's one of those guys that just has like an eye for goal. He reminds me a little bit of Zlatan Ibrahimovic in that sense. That even if a play is developing in front of him, if he sees a spot, he's going to try to shoot the ball in that spot.
Like, you know who else reminds me of Zlatan?
Who?
And this is what they call me in Little Italy, Scamacca.
Scamacca, who's rumored to be going to Arsenal.
I like Scamacca.
Yeah?
I like Scamacca.
I mean, if you're 23 years old and you already got tattoos up to your ear, dog, I kind of fucks with you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like the kid, but it's just like, again.
He's like 6'3", 6'4", too. He's like,
it's not 6'6".
6'6"?
Yeah, Scamacca's a big dude. He's like
6'6". We got our own Peter Crouch here, but with skills?
No, but he's like also like a, just like... and he's also doing fashion. He's also doing hashtag menswear.
100%.
Yeah.
He's a model that also plays soccer.
Yeah, yeah. But he also beats you up at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He looks like Ederson, who became a striker.
He does. But I just...
6'5", 23 years old.
Yeah. I just don't know if he would translate to England if he came over. I just don't know. But he's a good player.
I believe he'll be okay.
Yeah, he's a good player. What he's done for Sassuolo this season, like he's done well. So, I mean, the thing is, the striker market right now is like a lot of potential, if that's the word I want to use. Like, a lot of these players, you can see what they can do.
Right.
But can they actually do it?
That's the question I have for Erling Haaland. So people, who was it, said that he just had fitness issues. Gunas said he just had fitness issues,
yep,
which is a little scary, right? Mm-hmm. Jamal says he's a beast. A nice cold brew said, that's a wild-ass deal for Haaland. He will score 30-plus next year. So, look, you're on City, right? So I'm expecting you to get probably the most chances that you'll have if you went to any other club.
Great. I mean, look, you got Foden, you got Bernardo, you got KDB, you got Mahrez, maybe if Raheem stays, you got Grealish, you got Rodri. There's so many players who can create chances for you. All you got to do is just eat. Like, he doesn't have to do much besides just be himself.
And he's got pace, which people forget that he's a huge dude, but he is fast. He can track back. He can do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
But part of me worries that maybe we've oversold Erling Haaland a little bit.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, even if he doesn't do well, they also have Julian Alvarez. So at the end of the day, they got two generational strikers in a generation. So Pep goes from not playing any strikers to getting two of the best strikers of the generation, which is just like, we can't beat this guy.
Justin Freeberg said, Arsenal is just going to go after Baron Trump. Please don't do that. I'm begging.
Listen, man.
Although he's like 6'6", too. He's a tall boy.
I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Yeah. No, listen.
I say something now.
You're on a Cooligans, baby.
You say what I say now.
But your bosses are listening.
Secret Service is going to come in right now like, sir.
Your bosses.
We're sending you back to London. You're going back to South London right now.
Don't forget Columbia Broadcasting Services can see this show. So watch what you say. I don't care what you say on the show, but keep that bag, baby. Let's talk a little bit about what Manchester United needs to do. In fact, here's one of the things I want to do.
Hey, let's talk about Darwin quickly before we talk about United.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Darwin Nunez.
I like Darwin Nunez. I know when he does the step overs, it's almost like as if he's doing the Elephant Man dance.
Yeah, people make fun of him. I mean, he kind of has like this... He has such a nose for goal that it reminds me of Luis Suarez. I'm like, yo, Uruguay can build strikers like no one else.
Yep.
These kids are all from the mountains, too. Like, I don't know where they're practicing. They're not from Montevideo.
In the mountains drinking mate. That's
bro,
what they're doing.
What is in that mate?
I don't know.
But he is a beast. Step overs are a little funky.
One of my boys quote tweeted me the other day and said that he's doing no linga. And I was like, holy shit, this is insane. Step overs right at his chest. But Darwin is...
He's going to kick somebody, man. I can't wait to see it.
Darwin is a physical dude, man.
Like, he's a beast.
I watched him against the U.S. men's national team. He didn't do too hot. Nobody really did too hot in that game. First of all, international break is insane. These players are still playing. What's it called?
Boys, you said these boys are tired.
Yeah,
man.
Like Salzburg today just tweeted they're in preseason today. I'm like, yo, didn't the season just end 2 weeks ago?
Well, they have to hurry up because of the World Cup.
Yeah. But what I'm saying about Darwin is I think Darwin would be perfect for Klopp. He just works his ass off. I mean, the kid just runs. I mean, he might not have the best first touch, but he is going to be an absolute beast for Liverpool. And, it is what it is. You know, that kind of fits them. So, shout out to Liverpool for getting Darwin. It's going to be a good sign for them, I think.
Who has a better season, Erling Haaland or Darwin Nunez?
Hope neither one of them from being a hater. I actually hope they both stink. But I think, honestly, it's going to be Erling. I just think Erling is going to just fit that city.
Dude, I don't know why. And maybe this is the right time to go bet on Erling Haaland having a great season. Something tells me he's not going to have a good season. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Which should tell you he's going to have an insanely good season.
I hate to admit, but cities run well. So, you know, they're going to be all right.
Jamal is all up on Erling Haaland. He said there is no logic on earth that makes him not the bang. He is so good.
Yeah.
Lewandowski is trying to punk Bayern into selling him. He's doing it. If you start throwing flames at your current job, you're going to be gone whether it's you want to or not.
Yeah.
Do you all think that Liverpool will come to regret this, putting in this kind of money just to spite United? That's a lot of money for a guy who's had one good season. Nah, if you've watched him play international, the kid's just built for fame.
He did this one thing against, who's that left back? Joe Scalzi. He turned Joe Scalzi something stupid.
See, I thought Joe Scalzi played well, but there were moments where he got cooked.
Like, Darwin
and
turned
Darwin
him,
was involved
when
in
I
all
saw
those
what
moments.
Darwin did to him, in that instant alone, I was like, holy shit, this kid is scary. Like, I didn't have to watch anything else. Like, obviously, like, he had some loose touches, some loose passes, but that one thing he did to Joe Scalzi, I was like, yo, I am scared.
Yeah.
I was like, I am petrified. So
I'm excited to see it in the Premier League because I do think it's one of the great equalizers. I've always said this, like, you know, there's people that are in comedy that are great at sketches and they do stand up. They're great at this and they do stand up, or they're podcasters and they do stand up. Yeah. And I've always said, I don't care how popular all those other things are. The stage is the great equalizer. If you get up here, you're by yourself. All the pressure's on you. Even if you're a huge celebrity, you've got three jokes. After that, the crowd's like, all right, we paid to see a comedy show. Get off the stage, guitarist. You know, they don't care. And I think when it comes to football, it's so hard with international football because you're not with those players all the time. You know, you kind of it's kind of hard to make that work. Yeah. But if you're in a club and you're in the Premier League, that to me is a great equalizer because like you're about to find out. You could go up against a team that just came up from relegation. Yo, I came up from promotion from the second division, bro. That defense is hard body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they fight for their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They fight for their lives.
And you have the no chance of catching someone sleeping unless you're playing Tottenham. Like it's just there's no.
I really, really love the shots that you're throwing today.
Bro, I will be continuing.
I respect it.
Here's what I want to do. So you are a Manchester United hardcore fan, unfortunately.
Hardcore United.
So I've done this. I did this with Flex. Obviously, shouts to Flex.
Okay. Shout out to him.
The homie, right? Big Manchester United fan. I want to go through the roster.
Let's do it.
And I want you to tell me, sell, bench, or start?
Perfect.
Let's Is there this. An updated roster? Because I saw the first name I saw, I'm not even going to say.
Let's do it.
I'm trying to find an
Let's do it. This is the roster. Let's do it. Right here. Okay. This is perfect. Yeah, yeah. Let's
All right, so
it.
we'll start at the goalkeepers. It looks like David De Gea is going to be leaving, right? Is that the
moment? No, he's not going to be leaving.
Okay, so start, bench, or sell David De Gea?
Sell him.
Sell him?
Absolutely.
Gone.
Yep.
You don't want him. Okay. Nope. I want to pull up the chat at the same time we're doing this. Give me a second. Okay. Dean Henderson, backup.
Loan him. But we need to get another goalkeeper, so I don't know. Maybe keep him.
It's start, bench, or sell.
Okay. Bench him.
Bench him. Okay, so he stays.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Victor sell. Lindelof. I couldn't even finish the name. Mm-hmm. Eric Bailly. Sell. Phil Jones. I want you to see how fast he says it before I get the name out. Harry Maguire.
don't even try. Just sell Harry Maguire.
Okay. Rafael Varane.
Bench him, but keep him.
Ooh, and I took so much shit. We only paid so much for him. Yada, yada, yada. Delo.
Keep him, but bench him.
Okay. So far, I don't think we have a start.
Yep.
No. Okay. Luke Shaw.
Keep him, but bench him.
Alex Taylor.
Send him back to Sao Paulo.
So sell.
Yes.
Okay. Wan-Bissaka.
My doppelganger. When I had locks, longer locks. Gotta sell him. Send him back to Crystal Palace.
Dude, the first time I heard his name, I thought it was a Latino named Wan-Bissaka. I was like, yo. I'm like, I think this dude's gonna do great. Yeah. Williams.
Sell Brandon Williams.
Twanzebe?
Axel Twanzebe. Sell Axel.
Menji?
Tendon. He needs another loan.
Okay. And then Alvaro Fernandez, who I think he got time at the end of the season, right?
I love this kid.
Yeah?
I love this kid so much. Keep him for a season, I think.
Okay, so bench?
Yeah.
All right, Pogba we know is gone.
Yeah, Mata's gone.
Lingard's gone.
Andreas, the preseason Pirlo, sell him. Sell him.
Ahmad, really young guy, right?
Send him on loan.
Okay, Fred?
Keep him.
Okay, start or bench?
Bench. I love Fred, though.
Ooh, I would have thought start based on the way he ended his season.
Oh, this is going to be controversial. I can't wait to say this, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bruno Fernandes.
I would absolutely sell him.
You're going to have to give me a little bit of a story here. Why?
Bruno Fernandes is...
when he starts with the name?
A head case and a half. Against Crystal Palace, our last game of the season. Obviously, everybody was watching the other two games, the Liverpool game. I'm a sicko and I like pain, so I decided to watch Man United game.
Of course you did.
That's what I do.
Why wouldn't you?
I love pain. Anyways, Bruno has this loose pass to the goalkeeper. Like, he passes it back, and that's how Zaha scores. And I'm just like, he does this weird thing where he, like, plays like he has something wrong in his brain. And I'm just like, bro, just what is wrong? Like, you don't need to treat the ball like it's a bomb.
What frustrates me the most about Bruno Fernandes is there's moments where it seems like he does everything in his power to get Cristiano Ronaldo the ball.
Yes.
And then there's moments where it's obvious he should pass him the ball and he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you work so hard to do it the times where it's difficult, but not do it the times where it's easy?
The Portuguese fans yesterday on Twitter were cooking him.
Oh, bro.
Oh, my God. They were not happy.
There's a lot of going on in the chat. By the way, Jamal said, LOL, Alvaro, the who dick rides CR7. John Carl Tritt says, Tosin is burning that roster to the ground.
Absolutely.
You're setting up a fire sale. Man United need to take a loss on Harry. At this point, just move up. Honestly, for the health of both parties, parties.
Yeah.
Your fan base and the club don't want to see him. He's a lightning rod for hate. And, yo, Harry needs to move on. Harry's not a bad defender.
Not in
the slightest. He's just not a Manchester United player.
And I'm going to say this. He wasn't worth the money he is.
75?
No. It's like almost 80-something.
Aye.
Yeah. And then it doesn't help. And this is going to be so wrong because I don't want to be rude, but it's life. He's not an attractive human being. When you're unattractive and you cost that much money, you make that many mistakes, people are not going to give you that much, bro.
Right.
If you're handsome now, you make those mistakes, they kind of give you a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, get in there.
Like Sergio Ramos is a bastard, right?
Right.
Sergio makes a lot of mistakes, but Sergio's a handsome bastard.
Bro, he takes a picture with his hair slicked back, and we're all back on board.
Hey.
We're back on board. I know he tried to murder, Salah, but yeah. Come on.
He's handsome. Let him be. Yeah, so Bruno's just a head case, man. Like,
by the way, hold on. Bay Area Guna does make a case for Bruno Fernandes staying in England. He said Bruno got them English teeth, though. The chat's very Nigerian scams. I just want you to know.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
Which we'll call it. Haaland going to make Pep bring Gio and Bellingham so he'll play better. Omar Ramirez kind of gets what I'm saying. And someone, I think it was Trish Murphy, also said that he's going to be missing, he's going to be missing Gio Reyna.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's City. I think he'll be fine. All right, let's keep going down this roster. Facundo Pellistri.
I love this kid. I think we should keep him, but bench him.
Okay, so he's benched.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at a photo. This is on Manchester United's actual website. The photo of this next person, I never realized this man's eyes are so close to each other. Nemanja Matic.
He's gone.
Oh. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
But look at these eyes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it looks
odd, right?
Yeah.
Donny van der Beek coming back, right?
Keep him. I mean, obviously, he knows Erik ten Hag, so let's see what he can do with his old coach. If he's not doing too well with him, got to send him back to, like, David Klaassen. He with Everton. Like, damn, didn't work.
Do you still put more like Bruno Fernandes, am I right? Yes, yeah. You are, my friend. I love this chat so much. John Carl Tritt said, McGuire got a forehead for goals, but not for a brain to get it done.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. You guys brutal.
And Barry Laguna said, Harry Maguire, dusty as hell.
Thank you for chat. This chat is just
fire. It's pure fire every week.
Oh, my gosh.
It's legitimately, I mean, everyone gets cooked. James Garner is a kid, though,
yeah,
right?
Very good kid.
So bench.
Send him on loan. I think he needs a loan in Prem.
And Hannibal, probably going to be benched. But let's talk about Scott McTominay.
Let's not, and let's say we did.
Bye-bye, Scott McTominay.
The less said, the better.
All right, so here's your forwards, Cristiano Ronaldo.
I guess we keep him, man. Who's going to take that big contract?
No one.
Exactly.
But I've said this before. He's 30. He's going to be 38.
Next year.
Does he want to be a part of the rebuild?
I mean, he's going to stay. Who else is going to take his money? Like, think about it. Realistically, who the clubs are going to take him?
PSG? He's got to go
PSG. PSG's not going to take him.
Bro.
Luis Campos is not doing that. You know Luis Campos.
Jose Mourinho. Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, Neymar.
Ramos and Mbappe.
Wow.
That is like the Real Housewives of Paris.
Bro, it would be, you'd have to watch.
Yeah.
You'd have to
watch.
They
got to give us like a 24/7 access.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The all or nothing. Just make it all. I want to see all of it. I want to have it where, like, you know, if you go on Amazon, you could pick which player you want to follow for that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love all of it. Are there any current Man U players that would make the Besitos 11? Besitos 11 are gorgeous dudes.
Oh, who would make
you want to give a kiss to? So I can't believe his name is still. I can't believe he's still there.
Excommunicado. Maybe Jadon Sancho might make that.
Sancho's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Edinson Cavani is the opposite of a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
All right. There's a bunch of kids here, but the most important, we said Cristiano Ronaldo, Martial gone,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Marcus Rashford.
Keep Marcus. I love it. Like, okay, so here's the thing.
Why does he get so much shit?
Marcus did well, and then his injury, and then, like, sometimes, you know, he does some, like, things where, like, he should be thinking a lot better, like, you know, decision-making sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I just think that, like, he's lost his confidence, but I feel Marcus will be fine. I think the talent is there. You've seen enough of his talent.
Right.
That, you know, it's worth a risk. And he's an academy kid. Like, I think, for me, the way I grew up, I love watching academy kids, you know, thrive. The same way you guys love seeing
same one, hail in. Yeah, when you see a hail in.
When you see Saka doing well, you're just like, you make me feel like I see myself.
Bro, it's like the badge is playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So when I see Marcus, knowing that he's been in United since he was 7, it's just like, I love this kid. So, yeah.
Okay, and the rest of these, I mean, Jadon Sancho.
Obviously keep Jadon.
Yeah, so he starts.
Absolutely.
And then we got a bunch of kids. Oh, well, Alanga. Alanga, you also. We have bench probably still,
bench
right?
Player. Yeah. But the thing is, that's...
He had those moments.
But that's the thing I was saying about United. All of our attacking players want to play on the left. We don't have any left-footed players who can play on the right. There's literally none. Elanga plays on the right, but he's a left-footed player. I mean, he's a right-footed player who wants to play on the left. We don't have any left-footed players. So this kid, though, the last kid,
Alejandro Garnacho.
Listen,
he was he played the last few games of the season.
Kid is a prop.
Yeah,
he's plays like he was born in Spain, but he plays for Argentine national team. He is. You should look up. Look up. Just Google his name. Look up the free kick that he scored in the tournament for Argentina. He won. I think it was gold in the tournament. This kid is special. We took a couple kids from Madrid and Atletico Madrid, and like I think that's the one against France. Yeah. That free kick right there.
Kill the audio so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah. This free kick is.
So where are you? Because I said this, Manchester United is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that just kissed the crossbar or the post.
Yes. The kid is like that.
Oh my God, the curl on that.
Yes. Kid is like that.
He's from Spain, plays for Argentina.
Yeah, and he's a Cristiano Ronaldo fan. And he does see it as a celebration.
By the way, we've talked about this on the show, but when we went to, I had to sit in the home stand, in the Sir Alex Ferguson stand.
Okay.
For Arsenal, Manchester United.
How was that? How was that?
I had to pretend I didn't know English.
Okay.
I was like, muy bueno, because I wasn't cheering for anything that Manchester United did. I refused. I got up at one point, I just like very slowly clapped, and they were all the old dudes by me. Like I was like in the second row.
Yeah.
And the one guy next to me, you could tell used to be like a goon, but he's a little bit up there in age. He kind of looked at me like a little weird, and I was like, Dolo Yang, and he was like, oh, okay. And he stopped kind of grilling me, which was cool, because it was the only way I survived.
Yeah.
But whatchamacallit, the hardest part was obviously, besides that you can't cheer for your own club, was everyone on the way out yelling Sue.
Yeah.
And one guy would go Sue, and everyone else would be like Sue. And you think like, okay, we did it once or twice. This is funny. Non-stop.
Yeah.
And by the way, the way Old Trafford is set up, it's like you kind of go out into these like long open air hallways. Like it's like the building is built without walls, like where the hallways are. So it's like you're able to leave, but there's so many people that like you're kind of just like all filtering out together as a stadium. And it's kind of hard to like break away from that until you really get out. And so you're just trapped in this sea of Manchester United fans.
Yeah.
And me and Christian are trying our hardest not to realized that we're not Manchester United fans, but also everyone around us is yelling Sue. And at one point, a guy next to me kind of goes Sue, and I was like, I just gave him a big thumbs up. I had my mask on,
yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, something must be wrong with this guy," and just kept it moving.
Yeah.
But I'm like, "Yo, they will not shut up with the Sue thing." And I did flex the show after. I was like, "Dude, this is embarrassing. You're adults,
grown men.
Yeah, grown men.
Grown men."
I go, "I haven't heard Sue this much since I tripped in front of the lawyers' convention."
Hey-o.
Come on, everyone. All right, we're on a comedy club stage, folks.
Yeah. It's just natural for you to get those jokes.
Yeah,
it's natural.
I didn't say they were great, but you're going to get them whether you like it or not. Yeah. Which we'll call it.
No class. They need to be gentlemen.
Puneet Singh says, hello, Tosin.
Okay. Oh, God. Leave me alone.
And by the way, Carson Merck put ha 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 just from that. So I don't know what the inside joke is.
Yeah.
I would love to hear Tosin's thoughts on Joe Linton being a good fit for Manchester United.
First and foremost,
as a midfielder, not a bad idea.
First and foremost, have some class and have some shame. What is wrong with you?
Are you not a Joe Linton fan?
As a midfielder, absolutely not. No way.
He turned it on.
That's fine. It's not for me.
I would say that since Eddie Howe managed Newcastle, they had a better record than Manchester United did for that period.
He did.
And part of that was Joe Linton sort of developing because most of the signings they made kind of really didn't do much, right? Trippier got injured. Chris Wood didn't do shit. That was a terrible buy. Who else did they purchase?
Bruno G is great. Bruno
Gomes. Bruno's the best signing they made.
Yes. By the way, Carson, I'm looking up the boxes so I can like shame you.
You believe we know that famous guy at Puneet? This is okay. Carson and Puneet are doing their own thing in the chat.
Yeah, they're over there. That's what happens when you have friends who are just absolute haters, and that's what they want to do is just be, you know.
Omar Ramirez, by the way, just put something in the chat that I completely forgot. He said, you forgot Mbappe is the man in the relationship. If he wants Cristiano Ronaldo in PSG, he'll bring him in. He is now a part of the front office.
Yeah, he is.
Would he want Cristiano Ronaldo there? You saw what he did to Alphonso Davies.
I mean, maybe.
he wanted Jordan Utema and went out and got her.
It was a little bad for Cristiano to go for her. By the way, the boxer is Sean Porter.
Sean Porter big time.
Yeah, that's Carson's boy. So okay. I don't know what he's talking about. He does a podcast with Sean Porter, by the way.
Yo.
In Vegas. So
where's the VIP tickets?
Yeah, so Carson, like, don't put me out there because now your whole life's out there. So don't.
All up in the chat, not dropping. You can send DM, send a whisper, do something.
Yeah,
like send your boy a ticket.
He went to Sean Porter's wedding and all of that. Like, that's his boy, and he's always talking about me. So don't shame me. I'm gonna put your business out there. That's what you get. Shouldn't have talked.
Oh, look at this. Who would win in a 1v1? Says D Stu, Tosin McKinney or Cenk Tosin? The Tosin versus Tosin.
First of all, he's Turkish. I'm Nigerian.
Yeah. Like, he's Tosin. You're Tosin.
Yeah. My name is short, and I'm not going to give you the full name, but like, yeah.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Who would win in a 1-on-1? He's a professional soccer player. Yeah. Obviously, he's going to win. Like,
yeah, but you play dirty, though.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Know, that's the funniest thing is, like, when people forget how actually good a lot of these players are. People forget how good these players actually are. It's like, they like, oh, I could take this place.
Who was it? There was someone that... was it Beverly? Was when played on West 4th Street in the cage?
Yeah.
And there was like video of him. He is playing at 10%.
And he's better than everybody.
He's casually chucking up shots. And he is just destroying everyone in what is probably the second most competitive cage in New York basketball, which is a huge deal for those of you who don't know about New York basketball.
And that's the thing is, like, a lot of these professional players, even though they don't look good versus some of their, like, competitors, like, you know, other players.
Right.
They're so much better
than they're just insane athletes. It's a lot. A lot of things have to click. But another person that's having just an incredible, incredible run right now is Carson Merck. He said, Joe Linton is the Brazilian Paul Scholes.
Well, if that's...
I mean, that is...
If that's true, then he would have got to call him, but he hasn't. So let's keep it moving.
Crimson Pizza says, ooh, Mbappe brings CR7 to PSG to show him he's the man now. Going to make him put Mbappe posters in his locker. First, bro, that would be amazing.
Like, where does he even fit in that team?
Mbappe wants PK at PSG because he'll bring his son Gavi.
That is... You guys are getting too controversial.
Justin Freeberg is getting wild. Mbappe needs to stop kicking it with Icardi. Okay, a little bit of cheating would be the comment there. Jamal said he is better than McTominay. This is, I think, Joe Linton. Not too hard, to be honest. Noah Beck yesterday was unreal.
I mean, Noah Beck, first and foremost, played in the MLS Academy. Again, like I said, like this, it didn't work out for him.
It's where beasts are built.
Yeah, I mean, he played for Real Salt Lake's Academy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the kid's got talent, clearly. I mean, if you watch enough of his TikToks, you can see, like, he's got tech. But
a nice cold brew backs up what you're saying. He says, the level between pro and amateur in any sport is unfathomable. Unfathomable. Yes. So why are you putting those words when you know I'm the one who has to read it? Christian's not here. To those who have never played.
Seventh grade New Jersey reading level.
Bruh. Again, Newark education, folks. Give me a moment. Yanni Mars says PSG all, Arsenal nothing. We've got a Tottenham fan in the chat, folks.
Oh,
shouts to Yanni. Your Dominican homie got married yesterday.
I got a Tottenham story for you.
Oh, God.
The last time Tottenham won a trophy, I was applying to colleges.
What was that, 2008?
February 2008, yeah. That's the last time I was literally applying to colleges when Tottenham last won a trophy.
That's embarrassing.
Obama wasn't even president yet.
Obama was running for president. Yeah. He was an upstart from Chicago.
Yeah. We didn't even hit the recession yet.
Damn. Trump was still just a game show host.
Yeah. And now we're about to hit like the second or third recession. And Tottenham still doesn't want a trophy.
Right. The economy has had better ups and downs than Tottenham. Jesus. Yeah. Not going to lie. This pod pairing is making my McKin day.
Hey-o,
Come on now. Let's go, D-Stu.
That's great. I like that.
Too many syllables at a nice cold brew. Yeah, dude. Chill. Bunfathomable. See, that one I could read. All you had to do was put a B in it. LOL, man's old then, says Jamal.
He says what?
He says you're old.
I am old.
I'm 22. I just look like shit. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I still
have
my hairline, though, so I hope at my age.
That's why I wear my hat this way, just to remind y'all. Huh? Yeah. Still this way.
Started my locks again, so I'm going to show you that.
Yo, you building out. I like it.
Yeah.
Omar Ramirez, that's how you know. That's how you know Tosin ready to go. When the locks start coming back, it's over. Omar Ramirez said, if Mbappe wants Gavi's mom, he'll get her. He doesn't need to bring in Ramos and Gavi to win her heart. Said Omar Ramirez.
Jesus.
Dude, Gavi's mom is getting cooked in the chat right now.
Why is Gavi's mom like a topic right now?
Bro.
Like, I understand what happened, allegedly, but like, leave the woman alone.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? Gavi's mom has more trophies than Tottenham right now, right?
Jesus Christ.
Old, that makes me ancient, says Robin Zagini. What? No, he is young, says Trish Murphy. Silhouettes rocks at 22 stone. Don't make me look up how much that is and think and realize you are calling me way fatter than I actually am. All right. Tosin is a baby next to me, says Robin Zagini.
Okay.
All right.
I'm about to look up how much is 22 stone.
Bro, that's probably like 300 pounds, isn't it?
Something hefty like that.
What is a stone? It's 14 pounds?
It's
308. You disrespectful motherfuckers. Yo, they, you know, they actually still use stone. Like, I've watched, there's two major boxing matches that I've seen in England now. Yeah. When I was out there. I saw the Tyson Fury match, this last one, and then I saw Olsic. No, I wasn't at them. I just watched them lobbying.
Oh, I thought you were at Wembley, I was going to say.
My homie was. I saw him on TV, Ramesh Ranganathan, very funny comedian.
I was about to say, Cooligan money's going crazy. Right?
No. I saw a dude in third row. I was like, "Yo, you in third row?" And he was like, "Yeah, that's me." I'm like, "You couldn't tell me?" I was like, "Yo, I would have just went with you and hung out in the suite." You know what I mean?
They still use stones in England. So
they say a boxer's coming out. He's whatever, you know, 15 stone and 7 pounds. You're already saying the 7 pounds part. Just say it in pounds.
Yeah.
You know, it makes no sense.
You know, North Americans were silly. We don't want to hear that.
So. Bruh, so dumb.
Yeah.
Silhouettes rocks at all love, bro. Shouts to you. Hairline. What's a hairline? Says John Carl Tritt. I'm impressed Tosin has made it this far into the show without a single Griezmann joke. Say Drew Turo.
First of all.
No, he said he saw the Nigerian national team play this morning. So yeah. He brought up Griezmann already.
Yeah, already did. No, I mean, like, you know, Griezmann is, he's a phenomenon. I can't even speak. I'm also got Newark education level.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're raised in South London. You can't read. No.
Jamal, speaking of London, Jamal says, Gavi's mum is mid, allegedly and factually, which...
Oh my gosh.
Put that on a shirt and I will wear it.
That is
allegedly and factually.
You guys are mean to this guy's mom. But no, Griezmann is like the first black person that's like ever like crack. You know what I say? Black don't crack.
Yeah.
He's not good anymore.
Yeah, no, Griezmann's done, man. What happened, bro?
Nice.
Jamal said, Hey, relax. I won't take you's lot calling us dumb. Not the Americans. Allow it. All right, you're gonna have to give us the Top Boy translation, like the whatever the what's the stuff at the bottom of the screen called?
Subtitles.
The subtitles. These
English subtitles.
You're gonna need the allow it is something I've heard a lot, and I'm not really sure how it's used.
I was just basically just saying like leave it alone.
Leave it alone?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I still got a little bit of my Englishness.
Yeah.
Just a tinge. A tinge.
You ain't got the accent. But you definitely...
It's still there. I just turned it off.
Okay, D-Stu said, speaking of hairlines, can we talk about how fresh Alexis looked in that suit with the fresh fade at the wedding yesterday?
Great. You look great.
Bro, I clean up nice.
Yeah, you did well. I'm very proud of you.
Wifey makes sure of it.
Yeah, because you can't embarrass her outside.
No, that was the whole thing because she had like, you know, she rented it, but she had like a $1,200 gown on.
Okay. I thought you bought it for us just a gift, you know, pulling your money and shit, you know?
I'm going to need both my cut and Christian's cut to buy that dress. but she, you know, rent the runway, she did a thing, right? She's got the premium account or whatever.
Yeah.
She did a thing, beautiful dress. I saw that and I was like, yo, why are you getting such a nice gown?
Yeah.
And she goes, it's black tie. And I was like, no, it's not. And she goes, yeah, it is. Didn't you read the invitation? I was like, read? Oh.
Who reads around here?
Christian put it in the calendar so I'd go. That's the only reason I knew what day it was.
Yeah.
And she was like, yo, it's black tie. I was like, so I can't wear my suit? And she's like, no. In fact, my suit's like a little, like, it's dark blue. It's a little blue. And he specifically said, don't wear blue because he was wearing blue.
And you decided to do it anyway.
So I did navy. Okay. I did navy. Navy with a black lapel. But I had to go to shoutstothebacktux.com. Okay. You get a free ad because you hooked it up a little bit. Okay. Very expensive, but you did it faster because I needed it right away. I was like, yo, this wedding? They're like, okay, so it's 2 weeks. I'm like, well, they're not moving the wedding. So we're going to need you to move up this tux a little bit. Am I using that slang correctly? Says a nice cold brew. A nice cold brew said, just banter, bruv. Low it.
Oh, 10 out of 10. Good job.
Yeah, that sounded right.
It sounded about right. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was in England for 12 days. I was in London for 12 days. And by day six, I started saying I was meant to as opposed to I was supposed to.
Yeah.
Just started creeping in.
A little bit.
Yeah. It bothered me. And also, I stopped realizing people were speaking with an English accent. It was just speaking. And I was like, oh my God, I got to get the fuck out of here. And then I thought maybe I was changing the way I spoke. And everyone's like, no, everyone knows you're from New York. Like, everyone, we can hear it. Yeah. You good. Yeah.
You're mad aggressive.
I was like, yo, I wonder. I didn't realize how loud I was until I went to Paris. Everyone speaks like, you know, like action movies when they're like, I have a special set of skills. Everyone in Paris speaks at that level.
Good.
I am the loudest person in Paris.
I mean, listen, that's the thing about Americans. We're just loud everywhere we go.
We loud as fuck.
For no reason. Everything's just loud and aggressive and just mad American. So
what do you say when you travel?
What do you mean?
Say, where are you from? What do you say?
I'm Nigerian.
Yeah, you don't say American?
I'm Nigerian, first and foremost. In fact, if you want to be specific, I'm Yoruba.
Let's go.
If you want to be specific, I'm very Yoruba. Like,
I say I'm from New York. Like, I'm not getting into, I don't need you thinking I'm from, you know, some place that don't know nothing. No disrespect to anyone in the chat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I just straight up say I'm Nigerian because I am, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just where I'm from.
I respect
and
that.
And if you want to get specific, and I'll tell you where I'm from, but I'm Nigerian first and foremost, so.
Yeah. We talked about a lot. We've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. I did say I'd get you out of here by 2:30, but I do want to ask you one other question. One of the faces that I put on the who's in and who's out.
Okay.
And by the way, I couldn't figure out whether to put an apostrophe on who, so I put who is in and who is out. I'm going to tell you the truth. Normally, Christian handles that, but Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, people are saying, why are we doing Nations League? Nations League isn't important. These guys are tired, blah, 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 blah. Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
They haven't won in three games in a row. They haven't scored, I think, in three games in a row. So now there's all these talks about firing him.
Yeah.
This is the most English thing you could do, is take a guy who took you to the Euros finals.
And then fire him?
And then fire him because he didn't play. He hasn't played well since then.
I have a lot to say about this topic.
On the way to a World Cup.
I have a lot to say about this topic, first and foremost. First thing is, I have beef with Gareth Southgate since 1996. Okay. I watched Euro 96 as a six-year-old, and England lost to Germany in penalties. You know why? Gareth Southgate missed the penalty. Ever since then, me and him is on site.
You've been off him. I don't know how this dude is doing anything.
No, I've been vexed with him since 1996.
There you go. Vexed, Jamal. Yeah,
just straight up. I can't stand the guy.
How's this dude even kicking ball?
Yeah, because I grew up on Paul Gascoigne. That's one of my favorite players.
Right.
So Gaz is my guy. Seeing Gaza cry. Like, you make Gaza cry. Like, you're a prick now. Like,
uh-huh.
You know, as an English would say, go suck your mom.
Right.
You know? So
like Gaza, hate Tottenham.
Yeah.
I respect him.
Yeah, he gets a pass. Gaz is good. So, second part of this
I just found out he's still alive.
He is. And he's lived a harsh life.
Yes.
He's aged horribly.
That's,
you know, that's addiction. I mean, the poor guy's an alcoholic and he's, you know, coke.
Yeah.
So, but that's outside the point. The second thing is, I had this discussion with the homies in a couple of my group chats. This is the most talented English generation they've ever had. I tweeted it and said arguably, but I'm going to go on a limb and say this is the most talented English generation they've ever had. One, because of the depth. Two, because...
I would say yes, because of the depth. Because the thing is, they have two high quality, able to start and play well in a national competition, starters at every level.
Yes, at every level. And the thing is, I don't know, like, oh, but they had Beckham and Scholes and Gerrard. It's like,
yeah, but that dropped off a cliff after
top heavy.
Yeah,
it was very top heavy. Because no offense to him, he's a good player in his day.
Also, they really couldn't put it together, if we're being honest.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, no offense to them, but like back in the day, they had Darius Vassal coming off the bench. You now have Tammy Abraham, who's like one of the highest goal scorers in Serie A, coming off your bench. You have the luxury not to call up a Jadon Sancho, a Madison, a Rashford. These guys are chilling at home. You're playing Kieran Trippier as a right back, but you also have a ton of left backs who can play. You have your James Justins, you have your Tyreek Mitchells,
right.
Shaw, Chilwell. These guys are chilling at home. Right. Some obviously injury.
The U.S. is benefiting from this depth because a lot of dual nationals are hopping over.
And like the fact that you cannot call up a Yunus Musa, who I think is the best player U.S. men's national team has. And that's a take. I know a lot of people are like, oh, but it's Pulisic. What is this?
He's also a kid. Yunus Musa is 19.
Sick.
He's a monster.
Absolutely sick kid. So England has so much talent. It is obscene. Like, Dean Henderson could have made a team back in the day. That's how good of a goalkeeper he is.
Yeah.
It's like England's a very talented generation. I just feel Southgate is... what is... he's a ham and cheese sandwich. Like, it's very boring, but it gets the job done. There's nothing...
But isn't that what you need? This is the thing about England. Like, they want... I don't know what they want. They want the national team to be these world beaters.
Yeah.
But you're literally pulling players from clubs that don't play the same style.
Yeah.
They don't get to play that often with each other.
Yeah.
Which, pause. what you would call it? Maybe they do, right?
Happy Pride Month.
Hey, listen, England is a small country. You know, it's a short drive. If you really want to get down... Gabby's mom. Anyway, whatchamacallit. They don't get a chance to play on the same team with each other. They don't get a chance to really like develop the chemistry. And he's got them playing a relatively simple system.
Yeah.
It's not the most exciting, but they're winning. At the end of the day, Leicester City fans weren't mad that they were parking the bus when they won the league. You know what I mean? Like,
not in the slightest.
Sometimes boring gets it done.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Gareth Southgate now helps Iran, Wales, and USA.
Yeah.
More than anyone. Because who else are you bringing in?
I think at this point, it's just like, you don't... That's the other thing, too, is like, if you fire Gareth Southgate in the middle of a World Cup year, you don't have anybody you're going to get rid of. Second of all, the English FA is not doing that. So let's get that out the way. The third thing is, like, again, who are you bringing in?
Who are you bringing in?
You're not going to...
Pochettino?
You're not going to go get Glenn Hoddle.
No.
You're not going to get, like, you know.
Who's my guy from Watford? That was just at Watford.
Roy Hudson.
Roy Hudson.
Yeah. First of all, Uncle Roy needs to go sit down. You're, like, almost 8 years old. Uncle, like, go and rest.
Dog. Like, go smoke a cigar. Have a pint glass of
wine.
You
had a great career, man. Like, you've done a lot as a manager. But that's the thing is, like, right now, England has nobody to replace their manager. And it just is what it is. I think that tactics are boring. It's very boring. But again, it's weird because it's just like certain players don't play as well as they do for their club. Like when I see Trent play for England, what are you doing?
Bro, Jamal just said, LOL, USA ain't getting out the group. So you think Wales and Iran are going to get out of the group? That's crazy.
Jamal, I'm going to tell you this as somebody who grew up in the U.S. soccer system. This is a scary team.
Bro.
They're good.
I've been talking wild shit, but you won't believe it until you see it. I think we either draw or beat England.
I don't have a, this is like, you know, that WWE with the, when they had like the custody.
Yeah.
That's the game for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's winning my heart?
You're like, look,
which colonizer is going to win my heart?
You're like the moms who have the split jerseys when their kids play for both teams.
When the back is Nigeria. The back of the jersey is Nigeria.
Yo, that actually would be a fire kid. I'm not going to lie to you. I like.
So, but yeah, this U.S. team is, I like this team a lot.
You know what? Jamal said, go get Arsene Wenger. Arsene Wenger for the English national team.
Man, leave Uncle Arsene alone. Let him just be old in peace.
Yeah.
And let him just be handsome.
He's just constantly laying on grass.
Yeah, like let him cool up, man. Like let Uncle Arsene be Uncle Arsene, man. Like he's he doesn't need a coach anymore. He's a legend.
Bro, Del Boy, whatever edible you popped about half an hour ago just hit.
Because he
said in the chat, for English national team manager, he said, Bielsa or Poch? Could you imagine?
First and foremost.
Marcelo Bielsa.
Hold on. First and foremost. I'm going to give you a live history lesson, so I'm not even on Twitter. Do you know what the Falklands are?
Homie.
Do you not know what the Argentine-English beef is?
He would lose his Argentine citizenship if he managed the English national team.
Do you not know how many Argentines would never like coach the English national team? You talking about after the Falklands? My guy, you're wilding.
All right, let's say Marcelo Bielsa is Chilean. He is who he is, but he just doesn't happen to be Argentinian. Could you imagine the level of maniac he is as a national team coach? Bro, it takes 6 to 7 months for players to learn what to do in his system because it's maniacal. And also, your center backs have to be good enough to be midfielders. Harry Maguire bringing the ball up?
That's his specialty. To be fair, that's what Harry does well. I'll say this much, though. Shout out to Carl Anker.
Harry Maguire runs into space well.
Yeah.
He ain't all of a sudden taking over your number 8.
Fair enough. I'll say this much, though. Shout out to Carl Anker for telling me about this. You know what murder ball is, what Bielsa does?
Of course. Yo, so I've heard a couple different descriptions of this.
Yeah.
It's before the match.
No. It's like just training.
No, but I heard he does this before the match.
Yes.
He said, what is it? It's like a 9v9.
Yeah.
And when a ball goes out, another one is immediately tossed back in.
Just going hard. Like literally just
running.
Yeah. Like there's no clock limit, but you have to go intense, like 130%. Just killing yourself. Just literally just murdering yourself. So it's called murder ball because
I heard he does this before actual games.
I wouldn't be shocked. Bielsa's not a normal human being.
Could you imagine Harry Kane running for 90 minutes before having to play?
No.
No.
No. Could you imagine, like, just Calvin Phillips, who has, like, well, Calvin Phillips has done before.
Yeah, he's got an engine. He's got an engine.
He's done that before. But, like,
you know what? You know, of all the English national team players, Kyle Walker could do it.
Yeah.
Calvin Phillips could do it.
For sure.
I can see possibly Bukayo Saka could do it.
Declan Rice definitely could do it.
Declan Rice got an engine on him. Grealish, I even think, might be able to do it.
Possibly, but then.
But I think you've hit the end of the list of players that could do it. Other than goalkeepers, they can play two matches in a row?
Hey, man, England. But, like, I just thought about it now. England's just playing for Kyle Tomri.
Wow.
That depth is insane. And I think that's the best place to end it because, like, England is nuts. And
Jamal says, you lot play soccer. We play football. Relax. We're going to put you in your place. If the place is by us putting you in a spliff, then we're going to do it, baby.
First and foremost, England hasn't won a trophy since 1966, and they cheated to win that. So let's do that one.
And this man is from London, all right? All the smoke. 11v11, no throw-ins. That's it. Yeah, yeah. It's 11-11. Yeah. So there's been – he plays normally full 90, yeah, nonstop, no halftime, if I remember correctly. Yeah. I think he switches sides.
Yeah. Just murder ball. And, like, the thing is, to hear it be called murder ball, like, why would I want to put myself through that?
Bielsa's Argentina remains my favorite, and it looks – and it took a minute for it to come together.
First and foremost, that Argentina Bielsa team beat Nigeria in 2002. Nigeria has played Argentina every...
That wasn't Riquelme, was it?
Huh?
Was Riquelme on that team?
I cannot remember. I know Batistuta was on that team.
Batistuta is a beast.
Pochettino was on that team. And Ortega was on that team.
Was Pochettino on that team?
In the 2002 World Cup, he was.
Wow.
He played with Gigi Okocha and Ronaldinho, but he was on that team. Look up 2002 World Cup Pochettino. He was there, long hair and all. Looking like the villain from Bad Boys 2. He was there. 100% he was there.
Argentina World Cup squad.
Yeah, so Nigeria played 94 World Cup against Argentina. Did we play him in 98? I don't think
we Javier Zanetti. Jesus, yeah. Some of these names.
Yeah, like you'll see some of these names. Like German, like Herman Burgos, Roberto Ayala, Sorin.
Mauricio Pochettino. Yeah. Almeida. Mateus Almeida. Pelado, two long hairs.
Yeah. Claudio Lopez.
Batistuta, Zanetti.
Ortega, Juan Ferron, Pablo Caballero. Yep.
Caballero.
Yep. Diego Placente, I remember him.
Diego Simeone.
Yep.
What a beat. Oh, my God. Hernan Crespo?
Yep, he was there. Marcelo Gallardo, who's about to be one of the best managers in the world. Pablo Armour was there as well.
Wow.
Claudio Caniga was there. Yeah, I mean, listen, Argentina.
This was a beast of a squad. Bielsa managed them, too. That's wild.
Argentina had some stacked squads back in the day, man. Some ridiculous squads. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Alexis, you are sitting next to an encyclopedia. No, the kid remembers everything. That's why I have him on.
I watch too much soccer. Like, I promise you, like, I have an addiction to this sport. It's not a good thing at all. Please, like, don't be like me. Like, do better with your life, man. I promise you, there's so much more better things than watching random soccer games. Than, like, it's not good. But, yeah.
Look at this. Bielsa as England manager with Hernan Losada and Gabriel Heinze as assistants. Everybody that's been fired from MLS helping him out. That's perfect. Y'all in my wheelhouse now, boys. LOL, says Chanchalami Unaria. Got to head out, y'all. Have a great day. Thanks for hanging out. Yeah. Nice cold brew. So you don't think Gareth Southgate leaves? You don't think the FA makes that choice?
I don't think there's any team in this World Cup that's going right now that's going to find anybody unless, you know, we didn't qualify. But I could see Nigeria doing it. That's some shit we do. We fire manager. Yeah. Like, we did it before AFCON. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to really fire their manager. I think everybody's kind of set in stone now. Now it's just like picking up.
This is your cycle. Do with it what you will.
Yeah.
But everything resets after December.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. How far do you think England gets in the World Cup?
Realistically or theoretically?
Let's go realistically. And let me state the obvious. It may not be as big a match for you, but trust me, when USA plays you, they're going to give it their all. When Wales plays you, they are coming to destroy that St. George flag. You have no idea. Iran,
I think,
is going to be your easiest match.
And even then, Iran's going to want it back in blood.
100%.
You know, I got some history lessons for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel England can make it to the quarters of the semis. I could honestly see them winning it all. I mean, they had the talent to win it all.
Right.
But it's like,
can they put it together? The answer is always going to be no.
It's always can they. And I don't know. For me, this World Cup, though, my favorite is Brazil. I just think, hands down, obviously Brazil's right back is a bit shaky. Their fullback's a bit shaky. But overall, Brazil is just... Like, I mean, you got Vinny, Neymar, Rafinha, Antony. I mean, Paqueta's there. Fred, Casemiro, Fabinho, Bruno Guimarães. Like, they got so much talent.
And all those players are playing at the height of their game right now. Maybe Neymar, actually, might not be, but everyone else.
Paulo Bremer, who's probably the best defender in Serie A.
Bro, They've got such a stacked squad. And but again,
they got Allison Edison as their goalkeepers.
The other thing, the fact that Edison is second, you know, is insane to me. But the fact that you got a team like Brazil, the problem I have with Brazil is they're so good, they don't always show up ready to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're so good that they feel like they could wing it. Yeah. That's the feeling I get sometimes.
You know who I
low? Joe Linton said Carson.
You know who I really like on the low? I like Netherlands a lot.
Yo, they missed out last time. They're ready to go.
Listen, and this is
my... And Memphis Depay is playing really
this
well.
This is my nickname for him forever. The Goddamn Sugar. Louis Van Gaal's name is the Goddamn Sugar. That's his name forever. That three-back system they play with the wing-backs.
Yeah.
They're
that's a fun. That's a fun team.
Yeah, like when I watch like the back three of Ake, Van Dijk, and Timber together, and then they got, you know, their fullbacks bombing up. It's,
yeah.
It's a fun team, man. I like the Dutch national team right now.
It's going to be crazy.
I need them to win something, though. Like,
yeah, I want to see them at least make like semifinal, quarterfinal kind of level.
I think the thing for me is it's like the fact they had all these teams, like the Davids, the Seedorfs, the Bergkamps, the Van Nistelrooys, the Van Persies.
Van Persie.
The Cocu brothers.
Right.
Bolo Zenden, like, yo, they had some talented players. Mark Overmars, I can keep going on and
on. Yo, but such a tiny fucking country, dude. And they've got such incredible talent.
Listen, it's nuts. But the World Cup's gonna be fun, man. It's a shame it's in Qatar in December, in November. We watching NFL, NBA, college football,
and the World Cup
at the same time.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jamal, y'all invented the word soccer. I'm going to bring that up every time we get shit on for it.
Yeah.
LOL man said USA, what the fuck? Yeah, that's right. I did. Spain fired Lopetegui 2 days before Russia. Did not work out well. Well, didn't he like agree to take the Real Madrid job mid like 2 days before a World Cup? That was stupid of him.
Yeah.
Stop talking about USA like you guys are on smoke. You are nothing. It's basically Pulisic and 10 other nobodies. And Pulisic is washed. Keep thinking that. And then Jamal, come back. Look, we're going to be doing daily episodes during the World Cup. So you will have a moment to come back in this chat. And let me remind you how many of them nobodies bust your ass, bro.
I might even have to show up just for that.
Yo, we will be bringing on guests. So you are welcome.
Yeah.
And by the way, we didn't get a chance, but Christian's not here. So we're going to talk about it when he gets back. But thank you for all the kind messages. You guys all saw the announcement. We have joined Metal Arc Media. That will
shout
be getting...
Them.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I'll give you guys a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. We got offers from a lot of folks after we left Fubo. Shouts to Fubo as well. They've been really cool since the whole thing. But we got a lot of offers from a lot of people. We wanted to go with someone that really understood the sport, cared about the sport, and thought that it was important to have diverse voices like us as a part of the sport. And that, you know, from a lot, we got offers from people who didn't care about the sport. We got offers from people who only cared about the diverse part. We got offers from people that, you know, were like, well, we want to make it more of an important thing. It took a lot to find someone that met all the metrics. And when it did, it was amazing. So thank you for Metal Arc for giving us an opportunity. Christian and I are greatly appreciative. And honestly, to announce it right before his wedding probably made his conversations with his in-laws a little bit easier. So thank you very much.
I do this soccer shit for real.
Yeah. Oh, because people were like, I heard you guys are like doing something now. Like, we've been doing this for 7 years, bro.
Yeah.
But I guess none of you have Fubo. But shouts to everyone who sent us some nice messages. That was important. Tosin does a bunch of really cool shit. I think one of the things you can't announce just yet.
But
they do want to know when the announcement pops out, they do want to know about it. Where can they follow you now?
So my Twitter is Nigerian Scams with 3 S's. So it's Nigerian Scams, 3 S's. Also, I am the co-founder and the host of the Shirtless Plantain Show. Let's just say that it's time. That's all I can say about that.
It's time.
That's whatever you want to interpret that.
The clock has run out. It's time.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah.
I heard a ding.
Yeah.
From the oven. It's cooked. Yeah. It's time. It's ready.
So whatever that means in your own little world and lexicon. So Shirtless Plantain Show is a little soccer thing that me and the homies do. And it's
bro, there was an era when we started our show, there was an era where Shirtless Plantain was like it. If you weren't listening to that, you weren't in the know. You know what I mean? Y'all had a real vibe. I loved it.
Yeah, it's just
and you heard the smoke. Yeah. He's been like this since 6 years old. That shirtless plantain was very, 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 very unserious. Is how I'm gonna say.
I just been very busy with my professional job.
Yeah, you've been building.
Yeah, it's
been, sometimes you gotta build.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm very grateful for the job I have now. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the team I work with, amazing team. But
shout out to everybody at CBS.
Yeah, I mean listen, it's
all the homies are there, bro.
Yeah, CBS is great, great time. It's
we're not. They hate us, but all the homies, everyone else is there.
We do not hate you.
Not you guys, the check signers. Not big Cooligans fans, but everyone else is, and that's all that matters. Shouts to everybody for hanging out. Tosin, thank you so much for making
this. My guy, thank you so much.
We said we were going to work together, and I'm so happy that you were able to take Christian Polanco's seat.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit the follow, subscribe button. To be 27678 or whatever my guy's name is, thank you so much for becoming a member, for everyone helping out. All the new Patreon members, there's a couple on here. Do I have time to call you out real quick? This isn't updating. All right. Well, listen, thank you for everyone who's joined Patreon in the last few weeks. You guys are the best. You can check out our Paris video right now. The video of my speech will be up soon as we get that back from the videographers. Chanchalami United said, Alexis, let's pretend I'm not on social media. Only join Twitch to chat shit with y'all. Where can we see, hear you once this happens? Well, you just go to @SoccerCooligans, @NigerianScams with 3 S's for this guy, @SoccerCooligans for everything we're doing. I'm also personally @NotAlexis, NotAlexis. Shouts to everybody. Salute to you, Brett Henry. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out. You guys are the best. What would we do without you?
Thank you, guys. This is fun.